In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
The gospel message today, the message I'm giving to you in the sermon, it's an easy message for me to give. Like, it's easy for me to figure out what's the message that needs to be heard today. Because we have not only the gospel, the parable of the Good Samaritan, but we have the commemoration of St. John the Almsgiver, who's also called St. John the Merciful. And as Father Ignatius said earlier in the week, the church is shouting out from the rooftops to us to hear this one message, and it's love your neighbor. We know that love is at the heart of God's word to his people. It's been that way ever since the beginning. God and the Israelites, when he took them out of Egypt and he delivered them from slavery and he brought them out, love is at the heart of that covenant. And it continues to be at the heart of our covenanted relationship with God through Jesus Christ. It's love. Remember what Jesus asked the lawyer? Because the lawyer asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment of all? Jesus didn't answer it. He said, you know, you tell me. It's obvious. And the lawyer said, yes, love God. And the whole expanded command is love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. The mind is added in the New Testament. It's not in the Old Testament. Mind. In the Old Testament, mind and heart were the same thing. But in the New Testament, we have the Greek language, we have philosophy, and sadly, those things can be separated. But your whole being has to love God. And the lawyer also said, and your neighbor as yourself. So that was understood even from the Old Testament. Love God above all. And then it says, the lawyer, we all heard this, seeking to justify himself, asked, and who exactly is my neighbor? Now, we can sit here and say, oh, that lawyer, huh? You know how lawyers are. We can condemn him. We can judge him. We could criticize him. But don't we all seek to justify ourselves in a way? Part of our sinful nature. How much can I get away with? How much do I have to do? What's really the limits on this who is my neighbor? So he asked Jesus, you know, what are we talking about here? Is the neighbor the guy that lives next door to me? Is it my kinfolk? Is it the people from my country that speak my language? Who are we talking about? So then Jesus tells the wonderful parable. And in that parable, we have to know that Samaritans and Jews hated one another. They had a bitter enmity between one another. The Jews called Samaritans dogs. You know, they wouldn't cross the street. Well, you heard in the parable. If somebody was robbed, right? But what exactly happened? The priest passed by, the Levite, the one who cares for the temple, and then finally a Samaritan, after the man had been beaten and robbed and left for dead, it was the Samaritan, the sworn enemy, who crossed the street, who picked him up, put oil and wine on his wounds, put him on his own donkey, took him to an inn, paid everything, and told the innkeeper, whatever he spends, I'll pay you back when I return. You know, he didn't want anything back, the Samaritan. He did it out of love for who? His neighbor, who was the Jew, his sworn enemy, beaten, left for dead by the side of the road. And he's the only one that did it. So with that illustration, Jesus answers, well, then he asks the question again to the lawyer, which one of these do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who was left for dead? And of course, the lawyer says, the Samaritan, the one who did all that. And Jesus says, you go and do likewise. So that's the commandment, beloved in Christ. We are called to love everybody unconditionally, without exception. And there's no limits. What's the limit? What's the end of it? No end at all. No restrictions, no ends. It goes on forever. Because our God loves us without conditions, without exceptions, without conditions. And he's shown us everything. So if we're in that covenanted community with God, if we belong to him as children through Jesus Christ, we have to follow that commandment. You know, Jesus, when he gives the Sermon on the Mount, we often think that that's just general guidelines for good behavior, or it's for the general hearing of universal laws. But it's specific. It's specific commands to the covenanted people. Same as the Jews had with the Ten Commandments. That was for them and God. It was an agreement. When you have a covenant, there's an agreement. With us and God and Jesus, there's a covenant. If you believe he died for you, if you believe your sins are forgiven, if you believe you are sanctified because he came into the world and became a man, and because you're baptized, this is how you are to behave and act. And so in the Sermon on the Mount, you get that. And it's really an expansion on those Ten Commandments from the Old Testament. And at the heart of it is love for the neighbor. So we can't scream it loud enough today. Love your neighbor. It's the command, and there are no bounds and no limits to it. It's what we are called to do if we belong to God through Jesus, and we accept that. Now, St. John, the almsgiver, see, he's got almsgiving in his name. Almsgiving is charitable works. He's also called the merciful because he loved. Who was he? Excuse me. St. John wasn't a judge, although we hear the name merciful, we might think he was somebody in authority who was merciful in that respect. He is called the merciful because he loved poor people. He was a married man with two children, and his children died and his wife died, and he became a bishop in the great city of Alexandria. Big city in the ancient world. This is the 7th century. John was the bishop of Alexandria, and on the day he was consecrated, I'm going to tell you two stories about him. The day of his consecration, he told his advisors, he says, go into the city and find all the people whom I am to serve. Find the ones of whom I am the servant. And they didn't know what he was talking about. They said, you're the bishop. He's a patriarch even, you know. Who do you serve? I mean, who are you asking us to find? He wanted them to find and identify the poor people in the city because he saw himself, as we all as Christians should, as servants of one another, and particularly servants of the downtrodden. A lot of poverty in that city. So John visited them. He took care of them. He gave generously to the poor people. And he listened to their stories, too. And he listened to their needs. That's probably one thing I think maybe we struggle with today. We get overwhelmed. We know there's needs. We know there's poverty, for example. We know there are people without in the world, without material things to get by. We hear so much of it. How do you know who to help? How do you know if somebody's scamming or not? You know? How do you know if somebody asks for money for food, they're not going to buy alcohol or drugs? And the answer is you don't know. And you're not supposed to know. That's what I'm going to tell you today. You're not supposed to know. Because they told you they need help. And the second story about St. John kind of illustrates this very nicely and has a good ending. People came to the patriarchate because they knew John was merciful and generous and kind. And one day a guy came. He was actually a rich man, but he dressed up as a beggar. And he came to ask for help. And John's advisor said, oh, look at that guy. He's a rich man. He's dressed up as a poor person. He's trying to steal money. But he asked for help. And John said, give him 5 pounds of gold. Then what happened, a few days later, the same person came, had the nerve, dressed up differently, but also was a poor person, and he asked for help. And St. John's advisors are saying, are you kidding me? This guy's stealing money. Don't you know who that is? John said, give him 5 pounds of gold. They said, John, are you crazy? They didn't call him John. Your Eminence, your Beatitude. Don't you know he's trying to steal money? He said, he asked for help. That's his problem. See, that's the Christian's attitude. He asked for help. whatever deception or sin or theft or whatever is going on, it's on that person. But they come to you and you take them at their word. And that's exactly what St. John the Merciful did. He knew the guy was tricking him. He knew he was scamming. He knew he was dishonest. And he helped him two times. The third time, of course, if it works twice, why not try it a third time? The beggar came, or the man disguised as a beggar, and he asked for help. But guess what? When John was willing to help him, he repented. He felt so bad because he knew, the patriarch knew, that he was dishonest. And he was giving it to him anyway. So he repented, and he repaid not only the money he had stolen, but everything he had in his possessions. So from that act of kindness, a person's salvation grew out of that. See? And the rule that St. John told people was, when people ask, you give them and you don't judge it. As hard as that is for us to hear, we have to abide by that. Because think about it, beloved in Christ. We're relying on the mercy of God all the time. And how many times do we repent and ask forgiveness and want to do better and seek to do God's will, but we fail miserably. And God does not hold that against us, but he shows us kindness and he shows us mercy. And he himself is mercy for us. So if we're in that covenanted relationship, like I said earlier, we have to know that, and we have to know that our command is to love God. And I'll tell you today, if I don't tell you this every Sunday, say something's wrong and say, Father, why didn't you tell us? We can't love God without loving our neighbor. It's impossible to do. We have to show it in concrete acts of love and kindness and mercy to the people that are right in our midst. To the people that are across the street, across town, in another country, speaking another language. Even the people who are our enemies. If you think of who your worst enemy is in the world, you have to love that person. It's not advice. It's not counsel. It's a command. Remember, Jesus didn't even say that. He let the lawyer say it. He answered his own questions, you know. Yeah, the man who showed mercy is the neighbor. Love God, love your neighbor. That's the right answer. You go and you do likewise. So I hope we hear this gospel message today and also are inspired by the life of St. John, the almsgiver, the merciful, and ask for his prayers as we struggle through in the world, trying to please God with our prayers and our kindness. Remember, it's never wrong to be generous and kind. Don't be afraid of giving, because every good thing comes from God. When we turn around and bless others, we're only doing what God wills for us to do with the gifts that he's given us anyway. So it pleases him very much. May we continue to please God in our prayers, in our offerings, and in our kindness and charity to one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.